Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. Late in the summer of 1897, two teams vied for the National League pennant. Representing all that was good about the game of baseball were the Boston Bean Eaters, or as their very proper fans called them, the Bostons. They stormed through August and into September, leaving other teams in the dust. All that is but one. Down on the Chesapeake, in their hot, brawling, working-class city, the Baltimore Orioles had won three straight pennants, and a blistering record of their own kept them atop the standings looking for a fourth. Like their city, they played with no holds barred. Using what critics called inside baseball, they bunted, singled, stole bases, mugged opposing runners, and abused opponents with language that horrified their northern rivals. One recent writer has gone so far as to call them the original evil empire. Ace pitcher Joe Corbett's brother was a prize fighter. Third baseman John McGraw, 5 feet 7 inches of pure hostility, grabbed runners by the belt, hit him in the stomach, and sharpened his spikes with a gleam in his eye. Right fielder Wee Willie Keeler, who led the league with a stunning .430 batting average, hid spare balls in the tall outfield grass for those times when a hit got past him. Joe Kelly charmed the ladies with his devilish good looks and bedeviled pitchers with his bat. And Dirty Jack Doyle rattled pitchers and umpires alike with his knowledge of profanity. To genteel Boston fans, the Orioles were corrupt and dirty shanty Irish, symbols of all that was wrong with the country. It was high time, they thought, to redeem the national game by taking down the Orioles. Across the nation, the sporting public agreed. Late in September, Boston came to Baltimore for a 3-game weekend series. 120 of Boston's most dedicated fans, calling themselves the Royal Rooters, arrived on Friday by overnight train and checked into the Utah House. Then, carrying horns, kazoos, a bass drum, and a flag, they took their seats at Union Park. Surrounded by nearly 14,000 Orioles fans, they watched their beloved Bostons fall behind 2-0, then roar back to win. That night, the aging wooden Utah House shook with their victory celebration, and the next morning they posed before the grand old hotel for a photograph with their team. That, said Boston center fielder Billy Hamilton, was tempting fate. Sure enough, on Saturday the Orioles quickly took a 3-0 lead. Boston finally scored 2 in the 7th, and with 2 out and men on 1st and 3rd, attempted a double steal. Orioles second baseman Heinie Wrights caught catcher Wilbert Robinson's high throw to 2nd and threw to Doyle at 1st to get the retreating base runner. When the runner on 3rd broke for home, Dirty Jack fired an off-target one-hopper to the plate. The runner, who happened to be none other than the superstitious Billy Hamilton, did indeed meet fate in the person of the Orioles' mighty captain. With a spectacular play, Robinson corralled Doyle's throw and blocked the plate. Baltimore put the game out of reach and resumed its slim lead in the standings. On Monday, an estimated 30,000 fans, more than twice Union Park's previous record, jammed inside to see the series finale. Both teams played badly, but alas, this wasn't to be the Orioles' day. In a game that saw the lead change hands 4 times in 4 innings, and the 2 best fielding teams in baseball combined for 10 errors, Boston took an 8-5 lead into the 7th. 13 batters later, the rout was on. Final score, 19-10 Boston. A Louisville newspaper cheered this victory for clean, honest baseball, a throwdown to rowdyism. But those in Union Park witnessed something entirely different. Those rowdy Baltimore fans congratulated Boston players and serenaded the Royal Rooters by singing Yankee Doodle, followed by Dixie. Boston's band replied with Maryland, My Maryland, and a period favorite, The Blow That Nearly Killed Father. The largest crowd ever to see a baseball game, in a place once known as Mobtown, presented the country with a lesson in, of all things, good sportsmanship. And it all happened right here, in your Maryland.